The council approved the new program 11-2, and the mayor signed it into law shortly after. Councilman Michael Julian Bond.
The goal was to put them back to work, and we've taken a giant step today in doing that.
Beginning this month, the program will allow for up to 31 vendors to operate in downtown Atlanta, but not at Five Points MARTA station and around Turner Field. Vendors will be allowed to operate only in city-approved kiosks or carts, no more tents or fold-out tables. Larry Miller of the Atlanta Vendors Association said the proposal is full of problems and was rammed through to help city officials avoid being held in contempt of court.
We don't need any more unconstitutional ordinances put in place. Give us a chance to look over it, read the language, and rebuttal what you are trying to do put in place that's going to govern our lives.
Since 2009, the city and street vendors have battled in court over an ordinance that turned over the vending program to a private firm. A judge eventually ruled the ordinance unconstitutional and ordered the city to return to its old system. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.
And I'm Michelle Aloy. Fulton County Judge Sean Ellen LaGrua held off on ruling whether Reed and the police chief were in contempt of court. She said she wanted time to go over the charges and the new vending ordinance. Robert Frommer is attorney for the vendors.
We're confident that the mayor's lawless actions merit a finding of contempt, and we will keep fighting for that declaration, either here or in any other court we need to go to.
The city hasn't issued any permits this year, despite an order from LaGrua early last month to do so under an old city ordinance. The city argues the new ordinance renders the vendor's motion for contempt moot. LaGrua commended the city for passing a new policy. She says she'll issue an order on the charges later this week. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.